is called Memories of Somewhere to Somewhere Else. When not in shuffle mode, you know what I mean? Shuffle. Polly wants a monad, wants to comfrey squawk what's meant by. When not pinned down on selective moments, curvy scream, sticky, the news, the screws, the flues of. We're not an elevated baby chair, barefaced, spanked up, ugly in the. Whoa. That's banging around in your head, not mine. But you know, what's on is on. Proceed, my friend. The now. The now? Spanked up, ugly, in the now. That I can see. But what's this, when not business? When not this, that, the other? Mere suspense? Blind spot in some story? Signs, obviously. Configuring some kind of social logic. The outlines of a temporality is yet unspoken. At any rate, they're not things in my head. Of that I assure you. I mean, I ain't no guarantor of anything. Yeah, I got you there. But what exactly, well, maybe it's best you just do your thing for now. Flow on through. Spin this space a while. Spin I do, spin I must. But maybe you can kick in with something too. Perhaps together we can conjure up a volatile space where signs shake off their natural selves. Cloak and decloak, you know? Yeah, okay, all right. But aren't signs already doing that in the world? World of necessity, world of necessity's expression? Apart from any special conjuring? Of course, yes. So this conjuring, it's bestriding all that. I hear you. You mean like epistantagonal suppositings, polylooping, materialist mundus and superstrings, relations, matters of matters, tying knots, cutting ribbons, tresses? Yeah, right. Okay, how about you repeat this, when not in shuffle stuff, maybe like 5 or 6 times. But each time, shave off a syllable. That way, memory, somatic semantic memory, can tie up some of the slack. You say the string, and I'll be inserting a sort of lyric in there. Ready? Uh-huh. When not in shuffle, living, they say, is when not in shuffle, for simplicity's sake, or when not in, for complexity's sake, or when not for the sake of nothing, or when for the sake of something special, or that life itself is cavalierish enough to, they never really say. But what do you say? A bubble in the chicken soup of what's said. Umbrage of let's paddle though the rudder is jammed. Whoa, that's pretty poetic there. Actually not, not by some standards. Yeah, I hear that, for sure, standards. Anyway, I'm starting to wonder myself what this shuffle thing is all about. Well, maybe we can re-volatize that somehow. I like that, re-volatize. But how? Well, I've got these notes here, actually. Oh, good, shoot. Though, not sure if it's shuffle itself or a break in shuffle, but here goes. Photogenic, compliant, lemon soldiers, expression, spontaneous gaieties gone sour, bunkered down among news sessions, speakable heads, spherical squeezelings, the levitates, squirt outs, tack touchers, rippers, to squeeze their endpoints, the whole other stories of by smearing it. Odd, jovial, mogul-like moan under a stone, mossy, monadic, splinterable, ethic. Shrill summers are coming in, going, blank, cope. Shrill summers are coming in, going, blank, cope. And the thing is still seared in this. What should we call it? Brain? Whew. That's gotta be a poem. But by some standard. Yeah. But what do you think? You think we're hitting on the same thing? Hell, I don't know. But I'm thinking, didn't you say bunkered down among sessions? Didn't you say unspeakable heads, the levitates. Weird, that, or something like that, free-floating, like capital ain't free, but for, so flipped over as free. Also something about shrill summers are coming in, going blank, cope, blank, cope. And something about brain, should we call it that? Man, you're sounding like that Polly wants a monad, and quick. Hey, why don't we trick it up some to see if it's the stuff of shuffle or some kind of anti-shuffle? All right, I'm game. Some way to spend the day, huh? I can hear my mother now. ¿Qué es eso? ¿Un hobby? Listen. Why don't we smush that sequence we did before with some of that, my so-called poem there? Really? That's gonna be one fat lentil burger. Mm-hmm. I'm also wondering if we should fling in the actual sign shuffle, like whenever, you know, fidgety, but maybe under the cover of something like ka-fling-a-bling-bling. Ka-fling-a-bling-bling. Oh, yeah. Hobby. All right. That'll work. Let's take a fiver, maybe bring Dick and Jane into it, then run it. We're not in shuffle. Photogenic, compliant living, they say, is we're not in lemon soldiers, the expression shuff for simplicity's sake, or we're not in gone sour, bunker down a month for complexity's sake, sessions, or we're not for the sake of ka-fling-a-bling-blink, nothing, or ka-fling-a-bling-blink, speakable heads when for the sake of something, spherical squeezings, the levitates, special squirt outs, or that ka-fling-a-bling-blink, life itself is cavalierish enough to they. The whole other stories of by smearing it. Never really say. But what do you, shrill summers are coming in, going blank, coat, say? Bubble in the chicken soup of what ka-fling-a-bling-bling said. Umbrage, what should we call it? Let's paddle at the rudder. Brain? Jammed. Just keep going. Say what's left. Tag touchers. Rippers. The squeeze their endpoints. Odd jovial. Mogul-like moan under a stone. Mossy. Monadic. Splinterable. And the thing is still seared in this. Together now. What should we call it? Brain? And you know what? That makes no sense whatsoever. And somehow it makes more sense by some standards. By some standards. Did you see that couple looking at us through the window? Who? I didn't see anybody. Oh, you mean that billboard across the street? Yeah, the one with the waterfall, the power jeep, the ferns, at attention, bowing. You think they're the squeezers of those nozzles, of those hoses, of those pumps? So prim and primed? You know what? Let's bag this for now. What do you say? Yeah, okay, let's bounce on out of here. Not shuffle. Yeah, not shuffle. To somewhere else.
You've been listening to Rodrigo Toscano read Memories of Somewhere to Somewhere Else. Polyvocal poem for two or more voices, all done by Rodrigo Toscano as one voice that was many voices.